Good afternoon, Back to Black. This is Joni. How can I help you?
Hey, Joni, it's Amy.
Hey, Amy, how come your number shows up as Beach Island, South Carolina?
It relocates to a local number. All of our calls are made over the internet. So they relocate them to a local number to keep down on the cost instead of having to do the long distance thing on each one. They do it all through the internet, and it's just the added feature instead of the 877 number coming up.
Gotcha. Well, I thought that's what it showed up the other day, and I was thinking, not sure. So anyway, tag.
You're it.
I am it. Finally, I couldn't believe my steel coat tank that I've been waiting on forever came in this morning. It wasn't even supposed to be here till noon or between 12 and 12:30, so I thought we were good.
Right.
I barely walked back in the door to the office ready to catch your call when he calls and says, oh, I'm going to be there in about 15 or 20 minutes. But it's still great. I'm so glad I got it. I'm so excited.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now I just got to find some damn sealer. There seems to be a new shortage of that, too, like everything else in the world.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go. What are we going to do?
Okay, so do you want to do the package with the... Okay, so we have the $499, which has the $300 in Google Ads that you're paying for, and then we throw in an additional $100 in the first month, and then the local service package with all the other bells and whistles. Or do you want to do the VIP package, which is $200 in ads, the local package, and then the $50 in Facebook ads?
So the difference in the two, because I'm sitting here looking through my stack of, I'm even in a temporary office right now, so life is just wonderful, but kind of a train wreck. I'm looking for my notes. The difference in the two packages you just mentioned is $50 a month for my cost.
Correct.
It's $100 different on the Google ads and then $50 a month on the Facebook ads.
Well, the first package, the $499, doesn't have any Facebook ads.
The $499 doesn't.
The $499 doesn't. And the reason that I would suggest that one is because you're trying to reach a further radius. From A to B, Darlington to Columbia, roundabout in those areas, you're looking at, it's almost 75 miles. So I do believe that the Facebook ads would be really great for you, but the addition to this with the Google ad package is that you get the extra $100 from us as an incentive. We give you that off the bat to give you a really strong push. So what I would suggest is going ahead to do it with the bigger one, and then you can add in the Facebook ads at any point, $50 increments, $100 increments, however you want.
Okay. So, seeing as how I have now abandoned my search for what I had written down the other day, let's, maybe I did it right here. Maybe I did do it right there. Okay, so let's review that again real quick. The $499.
Sure.
Is $300 Google ads.
You're paying for $300 of Google ads. The other $199 is going for the website, the Google local listing, the 60-plus premium directories, the Facebook business page, the tracking and reporting, review generation, the advanced reporting system, Amazon Alexa, all those little goodies. Now,
okay, so on the $4.99 one, mm-hmm. that includes the Facebook page.
Business page, but we're not going to do any ads on it.
Okay. You like that? Okay.
Yep, you're getting it.
And just as soon as I sit down and hang up with you or anything, I'll find exactly where I wrote it down because I probably put it somewhere where I wouldn't lose it.
I just did that. My girlfriend came by for lunch for her ATM card. She'd left it here like a few months ago. And I said, well, I have this one little drawer in the secretary where I put it. And I'm like, I put it in here so it doesn't get lost, but yet I forget that it's even there. Like, nobody else will see it either. You know what I mean? But it sure did get lost. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
I do that all the time. And then I find it, like, I love to hide money for myself so I can't spend it all, you know. And you can't leave cash laying around somewhere because somebody could steal it. So you hide it.
Exactly.
And then I'm like,
now you've done it.
3 months
for
later,
yourself.
I put on a pair of socks and there's $100 in there. And I'm like, oh, man, I love this. I love getting old. Oh, Lord. All right. Well, let's do. And this is no.
There's no contract.
Yes, for a verbal commitment for 2 months, right?
Yes, ma'am. You got it down.
Good stare at my old memory remembering. All right. And so let's do that. Let's do the $4.99. And that will now, let me ask you a couple more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I'm at $4.99. Where's $2.99? That's the.
$2.99 is just the local and $100 of Facebook ads.
Okay, so for $4.99, did you email me that one?
I did. I emailed you all three of them. They're going to be labeled. Right now you're looking at VIP campaign, which is the Google ad, Facebook ad combo. Then there's one in there labeled Google and Facebook marketing, which is the $2.99, and then there's one in there labeled Google advertising, and that's the $4.99 that we've been talking about.
All right. Did that come from you, Amy?
Yes, ma'am. A. Nelson.
Address is the others because I don't think. Hang on. There it is. It went here. That one went to spam.
I told you. I told you.
Okay, so with this, I'm reading it, Google Ads phase. Okay, so this, when I do this, I have a domain name, and that domain name will be fed to a templated, like a template website that you guys set up.
Yes, ma'am. All we need is the credentials for the domain name, and we will write the website on there for you.
Okay, but I always own that domain name.
Yes, ma'am.
It never transfers ownership or anything else.
No, ma'am.
Host the site itself.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's that. $4.99 includes all the hosting and everything.
It includes everything. There's no additional cost whatsoever. Now, if you ever leave for any reason, you can continue hosting with us at the flat rate of like $49 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, no, because you own the domain. So that's the extent of that. If you leave, you can continue hosting the website. First, we'll host it for you. Continue updating it. Keep it moving forward. Even if you choose to go forward with another marketing company, which I don't anticipate that, but I'm just giving you all the scenarios, okay? So even
right.
if you did that, we can keep hosting it for you. But if you left and canceled completely, the domain is yours to keep, but the content is not.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
Because it's like you're renting it.
Yeah. That's got it.
And now, then I do have my custom website design team working on, because I told you we do custom website design for niche markets, and I've had so many requests for your category. So this morning I went to him and I said, listen, I need you to get me a custom template, which has like 10 pages and all this super fancy stuff. I said, I need a template for the asphalt pavers because I've had so many requests for it. And that normally, if you fall into that category, you get it included with the Platinum Premier package that you're getting. So he said right now they're revamping all the sites, the new sites that they're doing, and he's putting that in. So when it's available for custom to have a fancier site, I'm going to put you into that queue and get you upgraded.
Okay. And then you guys also set up the Facebook business page.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what about email with my domain name? Like if I want Joni at Asphalt Medics, do you guys
yep.
do any of that hosting? Or?
We do. They go over that during the client. They go over that during the client interview. There is a small cost for it. That's called G Suite, where everything matches the domain name, the website, the all the emails, business emails coming to and from, and it's all in one destination, and they go over that with you during client onboarding.
Okay. And what if you guys lose your Google status, your Google partner?
Well, we're not losing it, but we've had it for so long. You know, we've been in business for 17 years, and we've had this status for so long. We're not losing our Google status, but if we were to lose our Google status, it's not going to change what we're doing for you and what we're committed to for you at all. It would only affect oncoming clients.
Plus, I'm not
behind you.
I'm not under contract, so if you lost it and I said, oh, I don't want to be there anymore, I could just leave.
Correct.
Okay, well, what do we need to do? Let's do it.
Okay. So I have a contact phone number for clients to contact. It's the one we're speaking on, ending in 7844. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you want me to put your cell phone number that I have here ending in 0701 for contact from us? Do you want us contacting you on your cell phone or on the business line?
The business line.
Okay. We're changing the name to Asphalt Medics. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that's ASPHALT MEDICS.
Correct.
Okay. And then I do need an address to send that PIN code out to. Remember, it cannot be a P.O. box. It does have to be a physical address. We can keep it hidden on Google in order to keep your private information private, but I do need an address.
Okay. Now. So you need the address associated with the name, like my license here,
No, ma'am.
Or you just need an address?
Where we're going to send the PIN code to, where we're going to verify the business. Google, we submit you to Google. Google sends the PIN code. You give us the PIN code. It's a two-term verification. We're verifying for you. We're saying they are who they say they are. They send you the PIN code. Once you receive the PIN code, then you give it to us and we input it into the system.
Okay. You ready?
I am.
1229.
Mm-hmm.
Congaree, Congaree.
Mm-hmm.
Road.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Hopkins, Hopkins.
Yes, ma'am.
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
29061.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do you have your calendar in front of you?
I do.
Okay. So we're going to schedule the client onboarding appointment. Remember, I said we block off the entire hour. You're probably going to need it just because you like
yeah.
to have. Now, they're going to call at some point between this hour, and they will give you your full hour. They will give you your full amount of attention. Even if the call goes over an hour, they're still going to give you the full amount of attention that it requires to get your account completely set up and answer any and all extended questions. Okay? But I have available appointment time for this today between 4 and 5 or 5 and 6.
No, that's my time.
Okay. Yes, that's your time. Yes, ma'am.
Today is Tuesday.
The 3rd.
4 and 5. Shit. Amy, what do you have tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm open all day, starting at 10 a.m., 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. We take a brunch break, lunch break from 3 to 4 your time. Last appointment is between 6 and 7.
Let's do 10 a.m., 10 to 11, tomorrow morning. I have a couple crazy things in the middle of this afternoon that I don't know when they'll pop in or out, and I'm trying to find a time where I can block it and not have to do to the onboarding call what I've done to you.
That's what I figured. That's why I wanted to square this away pretty quickly, because I know that you get filled up really fast. So what's going to happen is you're going to receive a calendar invitation just like the previous ones, and it's going to log you in for the client interview calendar. Once you hit accept, you will get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if for any reason you're unable to keep it, you need to push it an hour, whatever the case is, then you just want to text or call back in or email and say, hey, I actually need to push that appointment by this amount of time or whatever the case is. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, they're going to contact you from our 877 number when they call. Because they're at the call center, so they're going to be calling you from the call center there in Costa Mesa, and they're going to be calling from the 877 number. Now I have your last name Hart.
Yes.
First name Joanie is how it reads on your credit card.
It probably reads Joan on the credit card, no IE at the end.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. Got to switch it out. Technically, for account purposes, we'll call you Joni, but it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be Joan. Now, do you have any middle initial on your card?
I'm looking. Hang on.
Yes, ma'am.
To confirm.
Take your time.
M, like Marie.
Marie. Got it. Okay. Perfect. Now, tell me about the services. Are they both residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay. So you're doing paving and seal coating, right?
I do asphalt repair. Well, no, I do paving too. I do seal coat, striping, like parking lot striping, crack filling, and paving, and concrete.
Concrete pours?
We just do like concrete curbs or driveways or sidewalks, stuff like that.
Okay.
I wish I did concrete pours.
Do you foundations?
No.
Okay.
We don't do anything that construction like.
Okay.
I mean, it's just parking lot road like.
Okay. Okay. Oops. I put the 54th month. There is no such thing. Do you have a personal Facebook?
I do.
Okay. So are you logged into your personal Facebook?
Possibly. I can walk over there and see.
Every business profile for Facebook is built from a personal. They do not intertwine. They do not mix. It's completely separate. Okay.
Okay.
But from here, we do have to go ahead and build yours. So I'm looking here under, let me see. looking here under these to see which one. What is your profile photo look like?
Me and my dog looking up at the sky.
Okay.
And it is under IE, and it does have mm-hmm. Smith in parentheses.
I got it. And there's a horse in the background.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. I got it. Yeah. You don't even have to do anything, sister. I got you. Normally, there's a whole process.
That's my only drag.
Do you have a logo for the business, or do you need one?
I need one, but I do have someone working on it, but they've not come up with anything. So y'all do that
okay.
too?
Yes, we do. It's included. What is the domain you want us to write the content to?
Let me make sure I get that right. I don't remember if it has a V in the front of it or... Well,
you can give it during the client interview if you need to still gather that information. That's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, because it is not right.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just going to notate it here. We'll give during client interview.
Okay.
Okay, and then as far as the,
getting ready to get it done.
As far as the service radius goes, Joni, do you want to give that during client interview as well so you have time to really decide where you want everything? Cool. Okay.
Yes, I think so.
All right. And then hours of operation?
So we work, you know, nights or weekends as needed by a company that closes, but hours of operation for me answering the phone mm-hmm. are basically 8 to 6 Monday through Friday.
That's what we
want. Okay.
Forms of payment you accept, cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Unless you're setting me up with the Cash App, or what was the one before that, Zelle?
Zelle. So do you have PayPal?
Yes,
I have PayPal,
Venmo. Now, right now, those are more my personal or my farm ones. I can get them set up for
mm-hmm.
Asphalt Medic.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't yet.
So just set up a PayPal, and then you will be able to take a from the business PayPal, we'll be able to input that for payment integration on the website itself, and then you can take all major credit cards straight from the website as in addition to cash and check. And if you want to do a business Venmo, cool, we can put the QR code for that on there as well. It's really up to you. Okay?
Okay. All right. And I found the web domain. Are you past that now?
Nope. I'm ready.
It is asphaltmedic.com. No D's, just AsphaltMedic.
Okay. And then during the client interview, they'll be asking for the credentials for that. Okay?
Okay.
And I know you said that you have the license and insurance. You're working on the new EIN number, right?
Yes, I'm working on the new EIN number. I don't know if she will have it.
It's okay.
Tomorrow.
When you have it, you can just call us and give us that information. It's no biggie.
Okay.
Now, the last thing we're going to do is read the voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done monthly, that there is no contract. but first, in order to secure the listing today, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Is the billing address for the card you're putting on file the 1229 Congrey?
No, it is a P.O. Box.
Okay. Can I have that, please?
P.O. Box 90967.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
And it is 29290.
Okay. Beautiful. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
All right. It's 3798.
Mm-hmm.
298.
Wait. 2698?
Nope. 2798.
279. Okay.
Yep. 3798. Mm-hmm. 2798.
Mm-hmm.
60.
Your phone's cutting out on me, Joni. 60.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes, I got 60.
61009.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
7/2026.
And the four-digit code on the front?
0866.
I'm updating.
Wait. The four-digit code on the front is 4674, mm-hmm. but I've never used that number before.
That's the one we want.
Okay. There's a little three-digit on the back, and I just always add a zero. But the other one is on the front.
Yep, that's the one we want. So I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Asphalt Medics.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Joan M. Hart, owner.
Joan, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash? That gives you 3 days, Joni.
Yes, I do. I was laughing as you were reading that figure and you were getting ready to crack up. But yes, I do.
Yeah, you always get back. You do always get back. So I'm not discrediting you one single bit. I'm really not, because you always respond. Okay?
I either tell you I won't, or if I tell you I will, I do. So there you go.
Exactly. So in order for this campaign to be successful, it's important that we know who else you're working with for marketing. If you choose, we can see who you're working with so far. If you choose to move forward with any other companies, do you agree to please let us know before doing so?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Perfect. And the only reason why is because some people think, Joni, that if you have multiple of the same thing, and we had kind of gone over this, multiple stuff, that it's better, but it's not. It actually hurts your ranking. Okay?
Yeah, no.
So,
no.
Yeah, and I know you're not trying to pay twice, so we just want to be clear on everything, okay? Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup for the Premier Platinum Package has been charged for today's date, which is May 3rd, 2022, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $499. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the third day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so within 3 days of the billing after July 3rd. We're in the fifth month. So you would need to contact us by June 30th if you want to pause or cancel the service. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Joni, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, if you look in, are you in front of the computer or are you on the phone?
I am
I'm on the phone in front of the computer. How's that?
Okay. So if you just refresh your inbox, and again, you may have to look into the spam folder until you move those over to the inbox to alert your Gmail. But you're looking for one that is from Local Splash Support, and it says Local Splash Initial Invoice on it.
Got it.
Open that up. Fifth line down, it says click here to accept subscription terms.
Got it.
Once you open that up, it says, you know, Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you. If there is an asterisk by it, it may be an item that can be upgraded into your package at any point if and when it is available or you choose to do so. Every primary function is in there. Delivery dates and client responsiveness is in there, and when you can expect everything that I verbally told you is there in writing.
Okay.
Scroll to the bottom, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name, no periods.
Got it.
Once you click confirm signature, it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password. From there, you can go ahead and bookmark that page. That is the tracking and reporting system. Hold on. These guys in their blower. Dang. Jeez, I'm talking in here. I have to close the window. But you can bookmark that page. That's the tracking and reporting system. So in 3 to 5 days time from your client interview, you're going to receive an email that's going to have that link, and it's going to have the username and the password. Username is always going to be business phone number. Password is auto-generated once your dashboard has been completed by us.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, got it. Bookmarked and ready for it.
Yes, ma'am, and that's it. You are ready, set, go, girl.
And now, Amy, once I do this client interview thing or whatever it is, onboarding interview, and we get all that done and start getting it set up, you're still my go-to person?
You can call me anytime you want to. If I don't have the answer to your question or, you know, whatever the case is, I will forward you to client support, but you can always contact me first if you prefer that.
Okay. Other than you, I call the actual just client support, just a generic number, not an individual person.
Yes, ma'am. That, so when you contact, you called in before, so you know you get that automated service where it says if you know the extension, go ahead and press it or say it, right? And then if, so say you need website help, you say website help, the website department's going to call you back. Say you need keyword coverage or you need, you don't even know what you need, then you're going to, you know, you call me and I'm going to tell you what you need and I can get you forwarded over to that department.
Okay, great. I just don't want you to leave me.
No, I'm here. I'm always available for conversation. Most of the time I do have the answers to the questions and able to explain it to you, but there are some times that I don't always have it. So,
I just like to, I don't mind using the client support at all. I just, sometimes if you get frustrated with something or you're not sure, it's always nice to have a friendly voice on the other end that you feel like you know now.
Absolutely. And to be honest with you, Joni, almost all of my clients feel that way. So I am one of the agents that gets more phone calls inbound. You know, they're like, well, this one only wants to talk to you. And well, maybe, you know.
Maybe you should learn from that.
Exactly. Like, I can't say that, but, you know, I just think, well.
I know.
I know. It's not like I put a spell on them. You know what I mean? Trust me, if they could get their answers from you, then it would be fine.
Well, and the thing is, too,
we built a rapport.
Some sales managers, like somebody above you, might say you're not utilizing your time as wisely because you need to be doing all new calls and not servicing those people. We have a service department. But I would not have ever signed up with you had I not been comfortable with you, had I not felt like you knew what you were doing and that I still could get an answer from you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I wouldn't have.
Well, and that's why they don't give us a hard time about that. Other companies, I've heard that, but they don't give us a hard time about that because this is truly about building a relationship. The longer you stay, the happier you're going to be, and you need to fully understand it. And so many people sign up for it, and they don't hear when I tell them the 30 to 45 days. They don't hear that.
Yeah.
And they're like, how come I'm not up there? I paid my $149. Like, are you kidding? Are you serious with me right now? Like, for $149, you get 5 miles, lady. You know, like, I explain that to you. Because, you know, I'm very thorough with all of my clients. So I explain it to all of them, but they choose to hear these pieces.
What they want to hear.
And I know that you're paying attention because you've asked the same questions to make sure that you truly understand it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't,
so
want,
then there's no
surprise. I don't want to sign on the dotted line and then
exactly.
not be happy.
Exactly. Well, and we don't want that either. So it is a working relationship, and it does take a little bit of time. But once you're there, man, you're going to love it.
Well, that, and it's not a contract, so you don't get my $500 a month unless I stay happy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
exactly.
That it, longevity is huge. I've seen so many people that are recruiters and stuff, and they don't work past the initial contact, and it just doesn't work that way for me. So. Anyway, I appreciate you, in other words, Amy. Thank you.
I appreciate you, too. And I build this rapport with you guys. Like, I really do. And then I'll know. They'll say, you know, I've got this lady. I'll say the name, or I'll say, you know, name off the business. Send them over. Send them over. You know what I mean?
It's that crazy woman from South Carolina again. We can tell by that accent.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure taking care of you. You have my information should you need it. And you're all set. So just remember, they're calling you from the 877 number tomorrow. Okay?
I got it. And I will have both phones, and I will be ready tomorrow. I promise.
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
All right. You have a great day.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.